Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I really want to encourage you that when one of these podcasts reaches you and you think of somebody that it might be an encouragement to, please share them. I hear from people literally around the country who will say, wow, we loved listening to your podcast, and it's because one of you shared that thought with somebody. So please feel free to do that. Today, I want to talk about what it is to be owned, to be possessed. You know, we live in a society today that rightly sees the sinfulness of slavery. We live in a season today where I think there's more light shed on things like human trafficking and sex trafficking, but it's also a time in which I think we're trying to do much to heal the racial divide that slavery caused in this great land of America. Now, I think we look at it a lot of different ways, but today I'd love to look through all that in a spiritual lens. I want you to listen to what 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 has to say, where it says, but you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you. What does it mean to genuinely be in a relationship with the Lord Jesus? It means that we have an intimate access to God the Father, that we seek our heavenly daddy, the divine, in faith and in quiet confidence. He is a gracious father, a good, good father who gives us grace and strength for life's journey. We walk with our Savior, the Lord Jesus, his son. Like a compassionate big brother, he forgives us, he cares for us, and he calls us his friend. We follow the Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity, and he allows us to be led away from temptation and into the Lord's will as a blessed child of God. We have all we need. But what does it mean to be possessed by Jesus? Well, listen, what God possesses, he keeps. He keeps us as his own. He is jealous of other attractive suitors. He keeps us as his special people. He loves the world, but he loves with an everlasting love those who trust his son Jesus as Lord, as Savior. He comes, and as he does, he keeps us for his praise and glory. When we sing to our great and majestic, almighty, divine God, it is a holy and acceptable sacrifice to heaven. He protects and prizes his sealed possession. Listen to me, my friend. The way the Lord God owns us is the simple thought that it is through love. It is love that he came for us, and it is our returned love that he longs for. It is not as though God has decided that you are a puppet and he holds the strings and he's going to cause you and force you to love him. This is not how the Lord works. He gives us this free will and he gives us the ability to choose whether we will allow ourselves to be owned by the Lord. The very simple thought that we would call him Lord in the times in which the text was written, we would understand these were people who owned people or were owned by people. And the people that owned were referred to as a Lord. They understood that spiritually speaking, Jesus came and died and gave his life and rose from the death that he might own us, he might possess us, but we might be royal, meaning he doesn't own us as slaves. He owns us as family member. Jesus owns us as a brother, as a sister. God owns us as a child. And he wants the love we return to not be in the sense of servitude, but to be in the response of, he loves me, therefore, how could I not love him? Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, when you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit of those who are God's possession. What does it mean to be possessed by the Lord Jesus? Well, just know he loves you, but he loves you with an everlasting love. I mean, he loves you. He loves those who trust his son Jesus as their Lord, as their Savior. He keeps us for his praise, for your good, and for his glory. My friend, listen, you can be possessed with an everlasting love found only in Jesus, and always you are loved by a good, good Father. There's nothing you can do to make Him not love you. If that's not an encouragement for the week, I can't imagine what would be. So my friend, make sure you go today knowing you are loved, and then act like it. Act like you know God loves me, because He does. So I hope to see you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church for our worship gatherings at 9:30 and 11. It's been a joy and is always a joy to share with you these weekday podcasts. God bless you, friend. Bye now.